5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It is hump day, Wednesdays. That's what they call it in the industry.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's what you bring to the table.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
I'm looking forward to this show. I love them all, but this one's got a special zing about it.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure about what's coming up next, which is the hump day quiz. But beyond that, the Chief.
Oh, yeah.
Charges back into the Rush Hour. We used to have him every week.
We loved
back
him
in the day, and he was magnificent.
Hello, Toolbags. How are we?
There he is.
That's it. He used to come in and give it to you, which is the bit I love the most.
And you. And you copter.
We'd also hang on to him for the joke, which he rarely enjoyed. I reckon once. Joke in the whole time we had him, he actually got a giggle out of it.
I reckon it might have been bricked.
No, I don't think it was
chicken
brick.
And the egg.
Which one? We finally got the answer to the question about the chicken and the egg. And that chief quite liked it.
Guess what? Who was?
Oh, no.
The chicken.
Guess what? Who was? Is that what he just said?
No.
Guess what? Who was?
Keep going, Jim.
I reckon he might butcher thousand
foot. What the hell? Hello to you,
Fat. G'day, Jim. Great to be with you. Lovely day.
You're just not finishing sentences.
I just like to cut them off.
Do you?
You only got a certain amount of words in your life.
So don't finish some of them.
No, that's right. Exactly, Jim. Stinker of a day yesterday and beautiful sunshiny day. Still a bit coolish, isn't it? Getting cold at night, Jim.
Nice.
I have to put on me long johns.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, long johns. Geez, that'd be a good sight. Imagine you wandering out to the old boudoir. Long
Do the button
on.
Up downstairs.
Oh, hello, Raps.
Just a person out there making sure that I was, I'm buggered.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I have to resign.
Is that Mal? Melman.
Was that Melma or was that old brick with eyes?
No, that was Melma.
Because Glenn Lazarus didn't last long either.
Well, he made it to Parliament.
Oh, come on.
Come on, those blokes who think they can get in politics. They've got no idea.
Yeah, what do they think they're doing?
Hey, Jim, did you watch
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Stupid question anyway. Did you watch the W Awards last night?
I watched with interest the red carpet. Jeez, the girls looked magnificent.
Done up that last night, Jim. It was a tie for the W Award. They don't call it. It'd be nice to have a name like the Brownlow, of course.
Well, Bree Davies, I think, was always going to be very close to winning it, if not winning it. But did Kiara Bowers come out of nowhere a bit?
Well, she's a tackling machine and everyone, they're captain and vice captain of the All-Australian team. So there you go.
So, sharp end.
So well done to Kiara over there.
Had her suspension overturned, Kiara Bowers, during the season as well.
I bet you was throwing someone to the ground. She just grabs them and throws them to the ground. I like to have a look at the rowdy tables, Jim, the ones that make a bit of noise at the Brownlow and these awards. Guess who they were, the two tables? The Giants.
Would have been.
They'd had a couple. They were up there in Sydney. Yes. And then the Melbourne Footy Club. They were very loud.
Daisy Pierce's mob.
Well, I didn't see Daisy.
Was she not able to? Well, probably got the knee.
Yeah,
was she not able to lasso them into behaving?
No, they were behaving, but they were just loud. They're having a bit of fun, Jim.
Yes.
Hey, what about the European Super League we spoke about yesterday?
That went well.
We'll talk to Chief, but it's over before it began. It's already collapsed.
Brave Sir Robin. Who? You know, the old Monty Python skit. Where big old brave Sir Robin was as tough as nails until someone came at him and then he's turned around and ran the other way.
Jim, I've got idea who the brave Sir Robin is.
That's what they remind me of.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all over.
I know.
Well done to the six Premier League clubs. They pulled out.
Well, they realised that they'd made arses of themselves,
Jim, so
well done.
Patrick Dangerfield might be in a bit of trouble.
Syndesmosis.
Flying to Sydney today, I think you'll find, to go up and see a specialist.
Bill, it's a high ankle strain.
That's
what syndesmosis is. So you would have probably had five of them in your time and not realised.
And probably played the next week.
Well, you just strap it up, stamp it out.
Yeah.
Remember that? You used to have to walk around the ground stamping it out.
So that's all it is. It's not the ligaments, really.
Well, it is. They can be torn, and if they get torn, then it gets worse. But He's got the choice of either operating, I'm guessing, or he just has a rest and then gets back into it.
But no one danger. He goes down that race like he's got his leg chopped off. Next minute he runs on, kicks five against Hawthorn that time. Hey, a couple of big outs for the Pies. Who wins this game Sunday without DeGoey and without Jeremy Howe? They're big outs.
I know. Good news certainly for Jeremy Howe, the fact that because it looked bad for a while there, so he won't miss as long. Taylor Adams, I think, has also had some good news.
No, but he's still out.
I know, but he's going to be eight, not 12
So who wins
weeks.
That now? I reckon. Well, I like the Bombers.
The Bombers have got to be... Jeez, they've got a lot of injury, Collingwood.
Yeah. Buddy, of course, out for 4 weeks. We'd love to see him. How many more goals do you need now?
50?
40 maybe to join the 1,000 club. 45. We might ask Chief about that.
Yep.
And...
What else?
Oh, Matty Rao. What about Matty Rao? Still out. He's only 8 weeks away now. So, geez, you'd love to see him. How many games has he played? About 4 games, I reckon.
I reckon.
And 3 of those he got best on ground and Brownlow votes.
I don't know who manages Matty Rao, but what I'd be quietly saying to whoever it is let the kid get to 50 and 100 games before you start putting him on billboards. And, you know, poor bugger's just trying to make his way. And he's already had 2 really serious injuries. He needs the heat taken off him, Matty Rao.
He does. He does.
Froffies.
Froffies who?
May.
Oh, yes, he could be back. 9.55, so he needs another 45, buddy. Yep. Froffies, Mays, I'd love to see him back.
Oh, that would be... Saturday night's going to be a
That'll be a big crowd, Jim. Huge crowd, that Massive. One. And the Collingwood president, they're talking about now Jeffrey Brown.
Our man.
He sacked you, I think.
Sacked me, I think, a couple of times.
He did.
No, he did.
He did.
And we're mates.
Yeah.
He sacked me a couple of times.
He did.
He did.
Well, Damo mentioned that last Wednesday.
Did he?
Was the first one to mention it on Midweek Run.
How would he go, Jim?
Good.
Because we haven't heard from the two that are in there now, have they, Collingwood?
No, I don't know enough about them. But he'd be very good, I think. He's a strong, well, you know, strong leader.
He is.
But legal background, very smart bloke.
Legal.
Been a... Lots of boards.
Boards.
So he understands governance.
I see the Craig Kelly and Ned's come out.
Well, what's old blockhead? Why is he wading into it? Old cement.
Well, he's obviously not happy with the two that are there at the
minute. Is that what you're reading?
That's how in between the lines.
Right,
Jim,
that's what you're saying.
So that's interesting from Ned. But that'd be good to see Jeffrey Brown. Good bloke too, and governance and boards. And
that's it. And Adam Chera has avoided a nasty syndesmosis.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, because he limped
off.
Well,
that's a Chera on the top, isn't it, for him?
What the hell is this? I've got the feeling, Rabbits, we are in for a really bad show. That's what I'm thinking.
And a bad joke.
I thought it was going to be a good show. I now think we're in for a bad show.
Well, it's going to go right in the middle because the Chief is going to wander in, which is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think it's going to be pretty poor up next because Bill's Hump Day Quiz is on the rush hour.
No.
On the brand new listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and it's time for the Hump Day Quiz.
Oh. And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Pat, what's it about this quiz, please?
Well, it's about Anzac Day coming up, of course, on Sunday, Jim, the big game Collingwood v Essendon.
Well, speaking of which, we've got Shane on the line from Craigieburn, who's a Bombers fan. Hello, Shane.
How you going, guys?
Going beautifully.
How's Craigieburn? Be nice out there?
Oh, beautiful, mate.
You got some confidence about your Bombers on Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. Should be up and about.
Pretty banged up, the opposition, of course.
I reckon the Bombers win this one, Jim.
Well, they've got lots of injury, Collingwood. Speaking of Collingwood, Ian's there from Mentone. Hello, Isa.
Isa.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Well, I'm just reading, speaking of Mentone, I'm reading about this young man jumping Jacob Edwards from the Sandy Dragons. He's at Mentone Grammar and going to go number one in the mid-season draft.
Yeah, they breed them good down here.
Bloody oath, they do.
There's a lot of players.
202 centimetres.
Wow.
Still at school.
Yeah. College and some of the other schools down here breed good footballers.
Bloody oath, they do. All right, so, Bill, this is the Hump Day Quiz. You need to treat it with respect because it's all about Anzac Day.
It is indeed. So, Shane, you'll go with Shane, and Isa, you'll go with Isa. And what about the prizes?
I think we've got a steel a mini boss chainsaw valued at $249, if you don't mind. You can see it live in action at St Kilda Beach Saturday the 8th of May, by the way, with the steel timber sports.
Mate, they're great, that. They all chop wood, they saw it, and they run around. Oh, it's good fun.
We've also got a $50 voucher to the St Andrews Beach Brewery. Oh, you can book online over 7 days. I'll be there on Friday, if you don't mind.
Go down there. Rabbits, I'm telling you, it's magnificent.
Yeah, wear a coat.
I'm going down there Saturday at about 12.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, I won't be there.
Not Geelong?
Anything that takes me away from you GMHPA Stadium.
You are at Kardinia Park, and we'll have a great little rub. Okay, here we go, boys. Away.
Shane, big loud voice. Ease up, big loud voice, when you know the answer.
Collingwood and Essendon have played 25 Anzac Day matches. How many times have they played a draw?
Ian.
Ease up.
Once, I think.
One,
yes,
the very first.
Can you believe that was the very first
was that
game?
When Big Savoy went nuts. He kicked 8 or 9 or something
ten,
like that.
Didn't yeah,
he?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Oh, what a game! What a player and a great man.
Ask Ian, he knows. Was that the game, Ian?
Yeah, I was at that game. Yep,
good boy.
He right. was there.
Okay. I've been going to Anzac Days for a long time.
All right, then. Shut up. Now, have a listen to the audio. Have a listen to this audio, and tell me what year did this happen and who was it.
Wunderlich's got it. Handball over the top here. Here it comes, Lovett. Oh! He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis. He's over the Zaharakis has kicked it.
Jump in.
Shane.
Righto, Shane. Good commentary, that, wasn't it? I don't know what happened.
Bristle was good. The rest of us just tried to interrupt
you. You did. You just jumped in all over him. Shane, who was it and what year?
2007.
Sorry, Colin.
So free hit for you, Ezer.
Ezer.
Well, it was Zaharakis, wasn't it? And Essendon, I don't know, about 2011?
No.
No.
2009, Essendon won. Essendon won by a point.
They did.
Yeah, that's right.
It started hosing down about 5 minutes to go.
It right. rained a bit, didn't it, Ease? Yeah. Oh, he shut up. Yeah. Number three.
What?
Who won the Anzac Day match last year?
Shane.
Shane? Yeah, Shane.
The Bombers.
Ian?
Yeah, I think it might have been Collingwood then.
No one. It wasn't played.
Trick question from you.
Listen to Ezer.
Trick question. Not fair. Trick questions.
got them both. Shane and Ian got them both.
Thank you, Bill.
Them up, Jim. A big lump Merlin.
So,
good one.
A big Merlin. One zip at the minute, so hardly a ring-a-ding-ding. So get your quiz rolling.
Oh, the questions are fine. It's Ezer and Shana, I'm not sure. Name the 17-year-old playing only his second game ever who won the Anzac Day medal from Collingwood.
2002.
2002, Collingwood player. Old Possum Eyes.
Yeah, I know. I can see him, but I can't remember his name.
Oh, spit it out, Ease. Come on.
I can't. I'd like to, Bill, but I can't.
Well, what about Shane? What about Shane?
Bill, this is just absolutely going
what
over.
He
wasn't even called Possum Eyes,
no.
by the way.
No.
No.
That was Alan Tovey. Yeah, the eyes of a possum.
But this bloke had possum.
All right, so Bill, you've asked 7 questions and it's 1-0.
What was the answer?
Mark McGough.
Mark McGough, of course.
Oh, yep. Come on. Shane, are you there?
Yeah, Bill.
You're not giving us enough, Shane, out there in Craigieburn. Lift. All right, here we go. Next question.
Where did the Anzacs land in 1915? General knowledge.
Ian.
I'd just be guessing Gallipoli.
That'll do. Gallipoli Cove, yes. Well done.
All right, 2-0.
My great-grandfather was there.
Oh, I knew he would have been. I knew you'd have someone that would have been there or done something.
Yep.
Good. Ezer, so you should be bloody reminding us of that too, by the way.
Definitely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So is that it, Bill?
Bill, how many questions are you going to ask? Ezer's 2-0 up at the minute.
I've dropped off the quiz a bit, to be honest. I'm flat.
Should we just wrap it up?
One more audio question, just right, in case, question. Shane. We'll just see if he's there. Who kicked this goal to win a match in 2012? Audio question, boys.
He's a long way from home, just sits it to the top of the square. The big boys converge.
Wee man.
Collingwood, they're back in front by a point.
Wee man, tiny little man. It's going well.
No, don't know.
This could be comfortably, I think, the worst hump day quiz you've ever. And Ian is a comfortable winner. And Shane, are you still on the line, Shane?
No, I got nothing, guys.
Righto, Ian is our winner. Just give it play.
That's what the Bombers will have on.
Ezer's waiting.
Listen to Ezer.
I like it. I like it. A little bit of trash talking at the end.
Caesar, hey,
Caesar, have a listen to what you win, by the way.
You can win a...
I'll just wait.
Hang on. Do you want to know, Caesar?
Yeah,
or?
Yep, here we go.
Yeah, I do want to know. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, shut up.
You got a steel mini-boss chainsaw valued at $249, or you can get the $50 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher, which is the best brewery in Australia.
Which do you want, mate?
I'll go the brewery voucher, I think.
Oh! Jeez, don't tell me Shane, who hasn't said booze, is going to win.
He's tipped into a $250 chainsaw. Shane,
nice, guys, I love it.
Jeez, you can do some work out there at Craigie Boom with a chainsaw.
Yeah. Go stall, mate. Go stall.
Hey. Oh, right. How have you ended up with anything, Shane? That might be the worst quiz performance I've ever heard.
That's a Bradbury that I love. Bradbury.
That's what happens at the rush hour.
Anything else you to say, mate?
No, nothing from me. Nothing from me. Right.
Enjoy the brewery, Easy. You'll love it down there. Perch and the great family who run the most magnificent boutique brewery and restaurant. You will love it.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
Righto. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Shane.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, JB.
Righto, mate. Righto.
Well, you better shape up, Bill, because there's a man out in the airlock.
Oh, no, I'm flat. I'm flat after that, Jim. We're going to have to rework the quiz.
Well, I would have thought.
And you know whose fault it is? G-I-L-L. Oh. I'll be having a word to
her. Jason Dunstall,
the chief.
Oh. Jesus.
Have a go at him.
Might have got a bit wide.
No, Bill.
Oh, I dare you to say that to him when he's in the studio next.
We'll see.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping, with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
All right, let's rip into it, Fat. Big one too, Friday night. GWS, Western Bulldogs, Manuka.
In Canberra, Jim, exactly. Giants have been good last two, but I'm going to have to go with the Dogs.
All right, Geelong West Coast, GMHBA, Arctic Park.
What about both these sides? They play at home, they win.
Mm.
They play away, they lose. So having said that, Geelong, but West Coast at nice odds here.
All right, we're Gold Coast and Sydney at Metricon Stadium.
I'm worried about the Gold Coast Suns, Jimmy, even the Gold Cast there, but yes. I'm going with Sydney.
Marvel Stadium, Carlton taking on Brisbane.
Carlton can't be trusted after the last couple of weeks, so Brisbane.
Brisbane for you. Melbourne, Richmond, the big one. Ooh. MCG Saturday night.
Great game, big crowd, and the bandwagon is full at Melbourne. The supporters will be there. I think Richmond just.
Me too. I actually think Richmond better than Justin.
Right.
Fremantle, North Melbourne, Optus Stadium in Perth.
Fremantle at home.
I think, I've said this before, Fat, I think if they can get their best team out there, they might sneak into bottom of the eight.
Great win last week.
Very good.
In Adelaide, Jim. Mm-hmm. Very good win.
Speaking of which, Hawthorn, Adelaide in
Launceston. Yep. Yeah, and down in Lonnie, Jim. Good game, Hawthorn, I'm going to go with. They play well over there.
Anzac Day.
Cool. 75,000.
Essendon MCG.
75,000 there. I'm going with the Bombers at, you heard it before,
upset.
$2.10 at points bet. Bombers
then,
for me.
And then same day, Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide, St Kilda.
Anzac Day clash in Adelaide, yes. Jim. I like that. Port Adelaide for me to win that one. There's nine of the best.
That'll be nowhere near nine.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by AFL and Triple M Footy Royalty.
Oh, boy.
Our next guest has made his grand return to Triple M Footy.
You know when you haven't caught up with great mates for a long time? This is nothing like that.
Everyone is in the firing line.
You're such a tool bag.
And his humility is astounding.
I don't like Chief as a bugger.
Okay, what would you like to go with?
I will go with Captain Awesome.
Please welcome the Chief, Jason Dunstall.
He's back, Bill.
He is, Jim.
We love it on a Friday night, the Chief at his acerbic best. Nice to see you, Chief.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Bill?
How is Friday night? G'day to you, Chief. Or bunghole, or whatever we want to call you. Well, you don't like Chief, I just heard. Friday night, how's that going? Because a couple of them seem to be getting a bit ahead of themselves.
You've got no idea what that little snippet we played was about, have you?
No.
He goes, you don't like Chief. We were mucking around just using names for buzzers on a little quiz that we did. But anyway, it's lost on you. Friday nights are going well on Triple M, Bill. I'm enjoying being back and having a bit of fun with the guys. Yeah, it's good crew.
Nave Brown?
Going well. Brownie does good work. Howie's a little bit of an issue at the moment.
Yes, that's all right.
Howie's Don't know what's happened to Howie. He's out there. He's left everyone else behind.
Well, you are I tell you what you are good at, Chief.
Yes.
Is realising if someone... I can speak from personal experience
yes,
here, by the way.
You can.
Realising if someone's getting just a touch ahead of themselves yeah. and dragging him nicely back, Chief.
Well, I tried that on the first Friday night we were on. I gave Howie a fierce strafing.
And what happened?
He's continued to get more and more ahead up his own date. It's frightening.
Jeez. Ooh.
Hey, I'll tell you what else you'd be looking forward to, Chief, the boy from Cooperoo, welcoming Buddy to the 1,000th goal club.
Yeah, unfortunately, he might miss a month of footy, which is a shame, but he's not far off. He'll get there, if it's not this year, certainly early next year, but good to see him back playing.
There's only five, Jim, that have done it.
What'd you get to?
1,000 goal club.
1,000.
1,000 with a T
on the end of it.
Me and Ablett kicked 1,472 goals together, of course. But that'd be nice. What do you do there? Just go up and go, welcome, buddy, and you have a meeting?
No, we don't, Bill. No? Funnily enough,
don't get together.
It's just a number, Bill.
Well, it's a big number, Chief. Come on, 1,000 goals.
Well, I understand it's a number that you would struggle to get your head around, but you don't have meetings when you're part of that group, Bill.
Oh, get-togethers? Fridays?
No, you and I just plugger. Explained we don't have get-togethers.
You, Plugger, Dougie Wade and Gary Ablett?
Well, a couple of them are hard to get hold of, yes. aren't they?
Mate, speaking of which, I reckon we did a game Sunday. Did Hawk kick 5 recently against someone or another?
Not for a
I reckon
while.
He did. One of the games recently.
Pot and Hawk.
Oh, hello. This is our great mate and your big
very
team
good friend. But
anyway,
he just turned on him.
No,
I reckon he did
for a while.
And he's gone again. Double down.
And Chief, when he did, the stat came through to my ear that that was something like the 29th time he'd kicked 5 goals in an AFL game, and he was a fair way back from the number one man on that ladder, which was Plugger with 145.
Yep. No,
145 times he kicked 5 goals or more in a game.
That was basically Plugger's starting point. He turned up and 5 was what you start on, and then if he gets warmed up, it just becomes a bigger number. He was a freak.
How the hell did he do that?
How good was he?
Was he the best player you saw?
He's best full forward. I find it hard comparing just midfielders and forwards.
Look, we're at the pub, right? You know what? At the bar.
He's the best goal kicker there's ever been. And when you watch the way his set shot routine happened, there are very few that have come close to that.
Because it hasn't improved, has it?
No. There's a kid I like at the moment, Mitch Georgiadis, has a very good kicking technique. Keeps it nice and straight and kicks through the footy. So I like him.
But it's for some reason. Has the game changed this year, Chief?
It's good. It's much better.
After round 2, remember we're saying, oh, how good it is, and the man the mark. Has it just been pulled in a bit by the coaches, I reckon?
A little bit. Those teams, and your team's one of them, that don't want to move the ball quickly.
Yes. Yep.
That allows the opposition then to clog things up and we get numbers behind the ball. But we're still seeing structure at both ends ahead of the football, which is good. But I still think it's a much better game this year than it has been in recent years.
Well, and the big forwards, Chief, leading lanes for them to hit up into.
And one-on-one contests.
Yes.
They've been revitalised. All of a sudden they're excited turning up to the footy instead of going, I'm going to have 10 blokes standing all around me today. So, no, it's good. I'm really enjoying it.
What about the forward lines with, say, Western Bulldogs with 3 big forwards? West Coast, 3 big forwards. Yeah. Port Adelaide have got 2 or 3 big forwards.
It works if they're good players, Bill, but if they're not, I very quickly question them, because if you're not putting pressure at ground level and you're not creating those forward half turnovers, you're in trouble. So West Coast are doing it well. They've got 3 beauties, though, and I really like the way Oscar Allen's developing. He's going to be a star in his own right.
They work very hard when they don't have the ball, those 3, which is rare for blokes that size.
Correct, yes. Normally blokes like Bill's size would just... Yep. If they don't mark it, they then spectate.
Just olé.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, someone will get it. They'll bring it back.
That unfortunately, was the attitude, Bill.
Well, you're there to mark it. You're not there to get on the ground. Are you worried, Chief, about the Suns? Because normally they win early in the year, don't they? And they normally have 2 or 3 wins by now. Are you worried about them?
Yeah, look, there was a really good feeling about them at the start of the season.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing young players re-sign. They've got a good young crop ready to build around. But they ran into some injuries straight away. To see Raoul go down, unfortunately. Yeah. Witz has been a good skipper for them. He's gone down. Sam Day, another one of their key position players. And all of a sudden they look a little bit light on in the midfield. And it's just not happening for them. So... It's going to be a tough grind for them. But then again, that might be the making of them. They need to find a way to find parts of the season where they come into their own and not just start counting down the weeks to the end like we've probably done in years gone by. So they need to be a bit tougher about
that. You should help them out. You're a Queensland boy. You and Stewie Jew get out there and both together and help them out. Chief, why wouldn't you do that?
It's just a strange thing to say, isn't it?
What's happening back into the club?
Is there a punchline coming
to
this?
No, I just thought you could help out.
When you said me and Dewey out there, is it you couldn't tell the two of us apart?
I just could see
that's where you wanted to go.
Walking out in the ground.
He's laughing at
his own rubbish.
Don't
that's what he's laughing at.
Who's Alan G?
He's going back to that, Chief. All the little run, it was Ratton, Chief. The rest were pretty expendable.
No, Rat wasn't there. Rat wasn't there.
Copper had his gun pulled. Alan G said, don't shoot the big one.
Phil, for some reason, Chief has always found that his most enjoyable story, hasn't he?
Chief, look at him. Look at him.
Well, at least there was no gun, Bill.
Well, we'll just go with
and
it.
And he said, don't shoot the fat one.
Oh, the fat one. I didn't want to say fat because then you'd take offence and it would be bullying or something.
You should be an expert on that.
How are you looking at the minute?
A touch trimmer than you.
You are, actually, yeah.
Has anyone ever bullied you, Chief? I think you are the most unbullyable person
I
know.
No, not at all. But you know what I've always believed, Jim? We give plenty out.
We do.
Yes.
If you can't take it, you shouldn't give it out.
I agree. Mm,
and I cop plenty, and I've copped plenty over the years. So, you know, if people get upset, that's when I say, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I've been, you're happy when I'm the brunt of it, but now all of a sudden you're copping a bit back and you're not happy?
I've got upset Grow up. A few times, Chief.
You know what?
You deserve it.
You've gotten away with sledging people more than anyone ever should for the fragile little man that you are that just could be really snapped into very quickly, Jim.
You were going to snap him into that studio once.
We'll get to a break.
I nearly killed him half a dozen times.
Yes, you did. We'll get to a break and just realign.
Chief's going to stick around for Bill's joke would be
Chief,
interesting.
Stand by.
It's the rush hour.
You're not still doing that.
You'll like this one, Fatty.
Chief and Bill on Triple M. On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill on tomorrow's show, Essendon and Zach Merritt. But Chief has stuck around.
Well, we're getting to the joke in a minute, but there's a few other issues I want to cross off with the Chief. The European Soccer League owners stuck fat. Ooh. That lasted a minute and a half.
The big Super League that says, it was going to take the world by storm. And
it was.
I think the English clubs have read the writing on the wall. They've got severe backlash from their supporters, and they've just thought, no, this might be a little bit too hard. I still don't know whether it was set up as part of a bargaining proposition with UEFA to get more money out of it, to get more Champions League games and whatever, but it seemed to be, with the backing that they had from JP Morgan, that it was going to be something big, and they just kept saying, this is going to work, this is going to work, this is going to work. And then they do an about-face on the English teams about. So it doesn't work without the big English teams anyway.
Are they still loss-making organisations, the big English clubs? Because for a long time, they were just hemorrhaging money.
Well, the thing is, Jim, that this is why there's so much pressure and so much competition on making European football. So filling the top four spots for Champions League, top six for Europa League, because that's where the money is. That's where you make big, big money.
Yep.
So, and that's why players leave clubs. If they're not playing Champions League footy, they don't want to play for the club. So it makes keeping your stars very, very difficult.
All TV money, is it?
Yeah, huge, huge, huge money from broadcasting around the world.
But they've listened, I reckon. They've listened to the supporters, Jim. It seemed to be greed. It seemed to be all about money and greed. So well done to those clubs.
Well, my club's Liverpool, and they turned up at Leeds on the weekend where they had a 1-1 draw and they got booed by fans.
Yeah, mate.
And now, the players aren't making the decision.
No, that's right.
And the managers aren't making the decision. It's the owners. Yeah, but anyway.
And the owners, a lot of them are from not from London anyway, are they?
They're
from
billionaires, and they're just looking, how can we make more billions?
Oligarchs. Right. Hey, tell us about the bounce Sunday night. We've, welcomed on a Saturday afternoon Bernard Vince, who's hit the ground running, Chief. He walks in with a segment called Nuff Nuff of the Week and just gives it to all of us.
He's good, Bernie. He's got a nice, that lovable larrikin sort of feel about him. He's been going really well. And Gazy is always, mate. He's one of the most loved men in Australia, Gazy. No one says a bad word about him. No. And he gets away. He's another one, Bill, that gets away with giving me grief.
Yes.
And should be slapped about, but you can't touch him.
He's got a big head, hasn't he? Round.
A monster.
Monster head.
Monstrous head.
And always looking for free food down here in Clarendon Street. Walks along till they notice him. He's got his Australian tracksuit on.
He walks, doesn't he, Jim?
Yep, walks up and down. Did he do a hammy in that race? They had a match race the other day.
He claims he did.
He was off 35 metres.
All I will say is this. he played golf the next day.
Oh, right.
So how bad was the hammy?
So they had a 100-metre race. He was off, what, 25 metres?
Scratch race, yeah. He was off a handicap race. He was off 25 metres. He was up and going and looking good at about the 70-metre mark, Jim.
And then?
Then ran last.
Who won?
Well, guess who won, who took it very seriously?
Captain Serious won it.
Who took cricket. Well, no, when he played a cricket game here and took it very seriously. He was in the nets with BJ an hour before the game.
Who?
Roo. Revolt.
Oh, Rui. Like, I didn't realise he ran, so I thought it was just the bounce boys.
He slipped under the handicapper's guard, and bloody I knew that he was brimming with confidence when he came up to me. He said, listen, I'll deliberately false start, and you can move me back a few metres. That told me I'd got the handicap.
I've already got it.
Yeah. He was already off plus one and was giving him all a start, and he said, I'll go back a bit further.
Chief, the poor bastard that owns Petone Pizza over, he's just squeaking by. Isn't he? He's just doing his best.
Gaze all right.
Gaze, he walks in there almost daily. Don't you know him?
He does.
I want one with the lot in his trackie. Did we see him, Chief, all the time out here gazing?
Stop it.
Oh. Poor bastard, didn't he?
And Joey came third. He just stuck his guts out and just got it over the line. Joey.
Well, they're the recently retired, Chief. You'd expect them to go.
They should have
run
well. And Dal was a little bit upset because he missed out on the podium.
Oh, poor.
He wanted to see the developed print.
He would have too. They get very serious.
Oh, the St Kilda boys, the egos, did they kick in?
Well, Dal's ankles are as wide as Gazy's head. That's the point. You can't get any sort of inertia out of them, Chief.
How are the Hawks going, Chief?
Just.
Yeah.
You know, but they're battling that for three quarters. They were right there with Melbourne, who were going very well this year. They were unlucky to lose to Geelong early in the year. I'm not sure the Cats are going that great at the moment.
Nope.
No. It's good. They're developing, so they're a little way off competing at the moment, Bill.
Mm-hmm. I think we've got now Chiefs do a Friday night segment called Slaughterhouse. Is that right,
Chief?
I heard. Bartholomew. Yes. Well, I heard that you got a couple of real imbeciles in the gun, and I haven't heard this, but I'm looking forward to it.
Talking about his brother Blair, I never realised this, but he started out doing some boundary work for Triple M.
Yep.
Did he?
Blair, did he?
Play a little clip of it.
I'm in the box here, actually. You're just taking in the game. Actually, the curtain raiser. Conditions are absolutely fantastic. The sun's out. There's no wind. The ground's in excellent condition. I know it's raining in Hobart and Melbourne,
boy,
but here in Launceston, it is magnificent.
So are you a genuine brother? He must be a stepbrother, is he?
I don't know.
Well, why does one talk okay and the other hasn't got a clue what he's talking about? Oh, I can only assume there's no blood, and it's obviously your stepbrother.
That's a fair point.
Blair. Larry got you gave Blairy. That was nice. He would have loved that down in Tassie. But that's my brother, older brother.
Yeah, we know that, Bill.
But he speaks so eloquently, Bill.
Well, guess what he is? A school teacher and like a vice principal. I don't know who he's got there,
Chief.
He teaches English.
Did you see the two of them when your own president is trying to mind his own business, watching the finish of a tight game at the MCG through the glass?
Speaking enough.
Well, and they're making gesticulations and pulling faces and giving it to him through the glass while watching the TV with schooners in their hand.
And Fat, of course, played 200 games or the best part thereof for Geelong, but his son is on their list, Chief. Imagine Oscar looking at that.
He loved it. They all loved it.
I don't think the club would like it either. No, the fact that you're potting, you know, an opposition club's president.
Wasn't potting.
You were being cheeky.
We're having some bants.
Disrespectful. You're having what?
Bants. Bants, we were.
What's bants?
Banter for the us young kids. Oh my God. Bants, we were with the president.
Well, it's only banter if the other bloke knows you're having banter.
Yeah. He was asking us how long to go, and that's when Blair went 10 seconds. And then we said, sucked in. We went,
they gave a double bird
to our former premier.
Oh, good man, Jeff.
Oh, no,
we're
wonderful.
We're
man.
Friends.
Oh, he doesn't like you.
Yes, he does. He
fair enough.
Texted me again today.
Did he?
I don't think he did.
Now, Chief, can you stick around? Are we going to do the joke immediately or after the break?
No, not immediately.
All right. Can you? Because, you know, Bill, for many years, used to come in on the rush hour.
I got out of this years ago. How have I been sucked back into this vacuum?
Bill?
Yes.
Something humorous?
Oh, yes, Jim, very.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Is that the same intro you've been running as well?
It would be, yeah.
We haven't changed a lot.
They haven't changed anything, Chief.
Have they got any funnier?
We still get you on. They have. I've had two from two this week.
Oh, hello.
So just mark down.
What does two from two mean?
Two good jokes from 2 days. So just mark down number three here, Chiefy boy. Bill comes back from the heart specialist, Jim, and sees his mate there, Chief. Chiefy says, how'd you go? Bill said, I had a blood test, but it was really weird. The nurse said I can't wee standing up for the next 2 or 3 hours. Chief, he said, what's that all about? Well, she told me I'm not allowed to lift anything heavy for the next 2 hours.
Are we done?
Oh, no. Chief.
That's your welcome back.
Not allowed to lift anything heavy.
There might have been the semblance of a punchline in there, but the way he butchered it, you had no chance of actually enjoying it.
No. Bill.
No, that's not bad.
No, it's real bad.
I like it. Well done, Bill.
And the way that you sort of ad-libbed and put yourself and Jim and I in it made it even better.
Do you think?
Fact.
Yes.
See, they're not hard jokes to tell.
They are. They are. That was badly written.
Oh.
Still playing plastic.
Yes, and still playing plastic. Plastic Patron. Three from three, Chiefy. Good to see you. How's the pizza when you come down the stairs and fell over your thumb?